Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
Moving on now, we're getting into our next segment. This is our Grow Model. After Pastor Petey, we're getting into Grow Model with Dr. Corin Anagom. Dr. Anagom joins us one final time this week, and today we're talking about breaking the silence, restoring the soul. Dr. Anagom, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us again today.
Good afternoon. So glad and so thankful I can share the last part of this week with you guys.
Absolutely. By the way, we often care for our bodies while ignoring the battles in our minds, and mental wellness isn't a weakness, beloved. We need to be clear about that. It's a cornerstone of total health. In a world overflowing with anxiety, depression, and burnout, how can faith communities foster emotional resilience? Especially if you were listening to Dr. Anagom this week, every answer she gave, she says, let's start with the brain. And so today, we're going to be talking about the software of the brain. Dr. Anagom, how do mental health and spiritual health intersect? Do they have an intersection somewhere there?
Oh, yes. Can you remember this whole week we were busy talking about holistic health?
Absolutely.
Holistic health is the whole temple, the whole body. And yes, my favorite part, the brain, the top story where everything happens. So yeah, if we want a mental health and spiritual health to interact, we need to look at where to start.
Yeah.
And what does the Bible tell us? Let's go to the Word of God. The
right.
Word of God tells us 125 times right through Scripture, renew your mind.
Right.
What does he mean by saying renew your mind? I can actually tell you that doctors today are only awake, awakening. There's an awakening with doctors today, and they call it neuroplasticity.
Okay.
But the Lord knew that because he made us, that we can rewire our brain.
Okay.
And we just need a little bit of education how to do it.
Okay.
Because we've been talking about diet this week and sunshine and my favorite movement and exercise.
Right.
And yes, and every time I started with the top story. So today, as we focus on the top story, let's get to the core.
Okay.
I've been telling you guys about the hormones the brain releases.
Right.
So let's just recap that little one. So if we want the spiritual and the mental to interact, we need to focus on all of the areas that we've covered this week.
Right.
The serotonin, we need the serotonin, the happy hormone. We need the dopamine, and we need the GABA, and we need to look at our hippocampus and the growing size of our hippocampus. That's for better memory. If we have better memory, we will remember scripture that will boost our brain if we recite it. This morning I was talking to my husband, and we talked about the brain that cannot, and the cells of the body that cannot accept negativity.
Okay.
So if we say, I do not want to die, the brain can only react to the die.
Right.
So he will die. So what do we have to do? We have to say, I want to live. I'm living today.
Mm.
And that's what the brain and the soul will accept.
All right.
So don't you think that is what God wants for the renewing of the mind?
Right, right.
Let's renew our thoughts. Thoughts becomes actions, and actions we do. So by renewing our mind and renewing our thought processed and thinking on the Word of God and going in the sun and doing everything we talked about this week, don't you think that is a fantastic mental and spiritual interaction?
Okay. So why is it important to destigmatize mental health issues, especially in religious spaces, Doctor?
Okay, first of all, we do not, how can I say, stigmatize any other health issue. So it's very sad that people stigmatize health issues, brain health issues. And it's so easy to overcome. What is a religious space? A religious space is where the children of God get together and we educate and we learn and we train. So if we educate harmonious development of the physical and the mind, don't you think that will be fantastic?
Okay.
If we educate the whole being and see that the mind is not something different, but it's part of the person.
Okay.
God gave us everything as a people, and I'm now talking about God's remnant, to educate people and to help them to overcome and to train them and teach them how they can have a healthy mind.
Our
brain creates 7,000 new brain connections in minutes.
Okay.
Don't you think that's amazing?
That's wonderful, wonderful. So how can self-awareness, Doctor, self-awareness and prayer work together in managing mental health?
Okay, self-awareness is to be aware that maybe there's something wrong.
Yeah.
If we feel depressed and anxious and, okay, I am not a doctor that likes psychologists, because they have no tests that they can do for their outcomes. So we look at the whole body, and if we are self-aware, we will notice that, yo, why do I always feel so anxious?
Right.
And then please sort help. And I can tell you that it's usually a deficiency in a lot of nutrients.
Okay.
And if we can get that balance together and we are self-aware that there is a problem, we can help.
Hmm.
We can care for the brain and mental health. We can break the strands.
Yeah.
You know, negative strands are being built every day.
Okay.
For instance, we've been through a trauma. Like, I'm now going to just give a little scenario. You have a parent that shouts at you every single day. For your whole life, that strand was built. My dad shouts at me.
Yeah.
My dad shouts at me. When we are an adult and there's certain triggers, then that will come to the front. And we will not be able to let that go. But if we are self, but if we manage that and we get some help, we can break that strands in 21 days.
Yeah.
And build a new one of forgiveness.
Give us tools, Doctor. What practical tools support mental resilience in daily life? Just give us those practical tools.
Okay. Focus on self-care.
Okay.
Be mindful. Mindfulness. Gratitude. An attitude of gratitude. Social connections leads people to Jesus.
Mm.
Prioritize regular exercise. Healthy eating and living. Look at your vitamins, mineral deficiency, and be in excellent, healthy conditions.
Yeah.
Significant sleep. Manage negative thoughts. I'm going to say that again.
Yeah.
Manage negative thoughts.
Yeah.
Seek support from people that will love you and help you.
Hmm. Okay. Finally, Doctor, how can churches become safe spaces for those struggling silently, particularly those struggling with mental health? Do you want to suggest ways we can make our churches safe spaces for those struggling with these silent killers?
Yes, please. Jesus gave everything we need to help people
Right.
for us, for free. For free, my brother.
Yeah.
I am a doctor that do not worry about money, but to help people.
Hey, we're mine.
Church needs to see that. We need to help them for free. Help them to help themselves.
Hey.
Teach them in love. Teach them God's health laws.
Yeah. Yo, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I hear you, doctor. We, at church, forget about money. Do it for free at church. Oh, because, yeah. No.
We didn't teach Jesus anything. He gave it to us.
Yeah.
And especially to us,
yeah.
Seventh-day Adventists, he gave it to us through his prophet, Ellen G. White.
Yeah.
It's all for free.
Hey.
So can we please give that to people for free?
Yeah.
Love them. Help them. Get their brains healthy. Get their bodies healthy. Get them ready to see Jesus coming, which is very soon.
Oh, that's a beautiful one to close
out on. I've got a little quote that I want to read to you guys for the end of this week that I really enjoyed.
Yes, go for it.
It goes like this. Bitterness does more harm to the vessel in which it's stored than the vessel on which it is poured.
Oh. Oh, mercy. You left us with a bitter pill to swallow there. Thank you very much, doctor.
It's a pleasure.
A wonderful
and
day.
And thank you for one fantastic week with your company. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you, doctor.
And we stay healthy, mind, body, and soul. And please all stay in Jesus. He's coming very soon.
Have a blessed Sabbath tomorrow.
Same to you guys.
Thank you very much, Doctor.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.